Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. It is Thursday, so we welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
So today we have information about the Pfizer vaccine being available for ages 12 and up, and you've got some data about vaccinations in the county by zip code.
Yes. So really exciting information with the approval of the Pfizer vaccine for ages 12 and up. So we have been taking a waiting list this week, and we invite people to give us a call, 964-1251, to have your children put on that list. Our first vaccine event for this age group will be this weekend, Sunday. We'll be able to get some kids on there. We're hoping to do about 50 or so vaccines at the South Street building on Sunday at some point. So we're setting that up today. So give us a call, get on the list, and we'll be doing ongoing vaccination of this population and anyone else who is at all interested in getting vaccinated. We have access to Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and some Pfizer, but we are concentrating the Pfizer on the younger kids under 18, since Moderna is and Johnson & Johnson are approved for 18 and over. The data around vaccination is really interesting. It comes from a state website, and I've had an assistant put together some information about the zip codes around our area. So as of May 7th, Albion has eligible population, 49.4% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated. In Casper, it's 34.1%. In Elk, it's 29.6%. Fort Bragg, 50.7%. Little River, 47%. Mendocino, 64.1%. Westport, 69%.
Oh, my. All right.
So, you know, I'm toying with the idea of maybe calling out a couple of communities and seeing if we can create a competition here.
Sure.
Come on, Fort Bragg. Do you want to let Mendo be more vaccinated than Fort Bragg?
Well, you know, in Ohio, they're giving away $1 million in the lottery.
I can't afford to do that. But, you know, if we look around the county, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So Comanche is also in our service area, and they're at 82.7%.
Wow.
They're the stars of our service area.
Love it.
But Philo's at 84.8%.
Mm-hmm.
And Gualala, you know, just down the road here, is at 57.9%. So I think Fort Bragg can outdo Gualala.
Seriously, is there any reason now why any of these communities can't be fully vaccinated? I mean, potentially be 100% of those eligible if they wanted to be.
If they wanted to, they could be. And I know that Piercy is tiny, but they are at 100%.
All right.
You know, Philo is the next highest community or zip code behind Piercy at 84.8%. So I think we can stretch a little bit further here in our service area and get some more people vaccinated.
It does seem that the smaller the community, the greater the percentage of those vaccinated.
In some ways, yes.
Yeah,
yeah, because we look at a place like Ukiah, 39.8%.
Yeah.
They are behind. And this is based on eligible population.
Okay.
So at the time on 5-7, it wasn't 12 and over. It was 16 and over.
Yeah, right.
My point just being that lack of vaccine is not the issue.
No longer.
Right.
We've been having meetings the last couple of weeks, and all of the health centers and the county across Mendocino County are stating the same thing. We have more vaccine than we have arms. We're stretching to find the arms.
So it's important to get that word out to people who maybe are still not aware that if you want a vaccination, there's no problem getting one.
Yep. Just call.
All right.
Plenty of vaccine right now.
Well, you know, there's a difference in all the numbers, but nonetheless, overall, that's really good. Mendocino County seems to be, in general, dealing with the idea of getting a vaccination very, very well.
Yes, we're ahead of the state average
all
in
right.
how we're doing as far as vaccinating our community, but we still have a way to go.
Thanks very much for being with us today on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.